Hi, dear friends. Welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akwinle, and this is my diary. There's been this very interesting trend about being sexy. And as you already know, my goal here is to be spiritual, smart, and sexy. And so everything sexy that passes is sort of, okay, what's that? I'm always looking. There's been this very interesting trend of vagina cleansing. It's on the rise. There are yoni pearls. You know, yoni is another word for vagina. When you hear phrases like yoni massage, it's actually massage of the vagina, like the internal walls of the vagina. And so this sounds silly until you understand the reason why people do it. Years ago, I was online and this young lady of about 15, it's somewhere between 14 and 16. I don't think she was up to 18 yet. She wasn't. She was quite young. She came online asking what she could put in her vagina to make it smell like a garden. This is long time ago because even I wasn't up to 19 as of when I was reading this post. Said she needed something to put in her vagina to make it smell like a garden. I didn't know so much about what I do now. But I just kept wondering, why would you want your vagina to smell like a garden? For God's sake, garden has plenty flowers. You don't have any. You don't. But over the years, I began to understand it was a marketing strategy. Body shaming is a marketing strategy. We don't like to admit it, but that's what it is. They make you feel bad about your skin, then they sell you a product on skincare. They make you feel bad about your lip color, then they sell you a lip balm to make it pink or a lip balm to make you red. Then they make you feel awful about your nails, then they sell you nails. Then they make you feel awful about the colors you use, then you buy new colors of nail polish. They make you feel bad. There's just consistent marketing geared towards low self-esteem. When you're done listening to these advertising materials, reading them, viewing them, what happens to you is you begin to feel bad about yourself. It's a measure of psychology being used. Now, we've seen it work for skincare. We've seen it work for hair. African women with nice wavy hair are breaking themselves over, trying to stretch out their hair, relax it, tint it. I'm not against these things. I'm just saying there's a measure of consistency with how you feel insufficient in your beauty. You just feel like, if I can add this little bit, then I'll be more beautiful. If I can add this little bit, then I'll be finer. If I can add this little bit, then I think I'll be hot enough. If I can add this little bit, then I'll be sexy enough. And so it went from our dressing to our hair. Then came the huge pressure to have a certain body type. When I'm not counseling, I'm a stylist for some people. I'm styling their wardrobes, looking for colors that fit their skin tone and everything. So I have a bit of idea about what I'm saying. Suddenly, I find women trying to look like hourglass. Really trying hard to be hourglasses. Whereas you have more hips naturally than you have busts. Yeah, you have quite a wide waist naturally. You're trying to crush it in with corsets and with all of those, not minding the biological effect of these things. No one is advertising the biological effects. Doctors are trying to talk, but they obviously are falling on deaf ears. People aren't listening. And so here you find people with different body types, everybody crushing to be within a particular body type because they feel that's what sells. But that didn't sell 50 years ago. 50 years ago, being busty and having big hips wasn't even a thing. Go watch Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman was over 30 years ago. Go watch Pretty Woman and see how she looked. That was Pretty Woman. That was what was considered a pretty woman. And so now we have this huge fight to look a certain way, have huge hips, have tiny waist, have big bust. Like, that isn't enough. Then we have this crazy set of marketing for aesthetic surgeries, cosmetology, and all of them. And so you have people now saying, oh, okay, the product isn't making me slim enough. I'm going to go do it in the hospital. that this isn't making me look this way. I'm going to go do it in the hospital. Recently, I was reading the statistics of women who wanted to have space within their thighs. That is a conversation for some people that makes a certain group of women on this planet uncomfortable, that they don't have space between their thighs. That's a problem. That's causing sleepless nights for someone right now. There's someone somewhere tossing on their bed that they don't have space between their thighs. I'm trying to point out areas as women, we've been made to feel less, where some of us have accepted that we are less. And I'm coming to men. Don't think body shaming is just a feminine problem. It is not. As if that is not enough, we have women going for surgery because their vagina type, not even the actual vagina, their pubes doesn't look like some others. There is what they assume to be a beautiful pub, which is what they call the Barbie vagina. I don't even know who named it. Barbie never showed us her bum. I don't know why we now think she has a type of vagina. But anyway, there is what is believed to be the more triangular, which seems to be the popular one within Nigeria that I have seen and heard of. We haven't carried out a research. I can't talk in terms of statistics now. People do surgeries to have their pubes look a certain way, so that when their pubic hair grows, it looks, it has a certain form. Then we have women waxing their pubic hair. Pubic hairs are supposed to be protective biologically, and now we have people waxing them. If you can prevent yourself from getting infected, then fine, you can go ahead and wax yourself. But if you're waxing yourself because you're only sleeping with a guy, what happens if the relationship breaks up weeks after and your hair is not returning anytime soon? All of these things I have mentioned look exterior, yeah? Until you find out that ladies are beginning to put things inside their vagina because they want it to be sweet. What the heck is a sweet vagina? A sweet vagina is an infected vagina. It's infected. You have yeast. That's what you have. Your vagina is not lollipop. It's not supposed to be sweet. And I don't even know what sweet is, because sweet varies per person. There was the sale of Yoni pearls about 2 years ago in Nigeria. It was all over the place. They were selling them for 500 naira. The Yoni pearls were not my problem. The testimonials were. Goodness, you needed to see testimonial. My boyfriend said he likes me now that he tastes me and it tastes better. Hey, Jesus. And so I started asking, if this Yoni pearl is as effective, why is it so cheap? It's good, it's cheap. What is the side effect? Till I started reading that Yoni pearls can actually take out pregnancies. Guys, your vaginas are self-cleansing. As in, say to yourself, my vagina is self-cleansing. It cleanses itself out. It really does. If you don't take your bath for 2 days, your pubic hair axis might smell, your outer labia might smell, but your vagina itself will clean its dirt out. Now, how you treat it between your inner and outer labia is your problem. And even at that, you can't put soap inside. So how do you open your eyes and put things inside your vagina? What you do is you tamper with your vagina pH. If you at least did junior secondary school in Nigeria, just 1 to 3, you did number line in mathematics, where you have pH and you have 1 to 7 on the right, 1 to 7 on the left, you have -1 to 7, and then you have 0 in the middle. Your vagina is always striving to stay around 0. To be neutral. But you notice times around your period where you have stronger gels coming out. Some other times, so immediately after your period, you find out that your gel comes up to the bit of color and stain. That's because it's cleaning out. It's cleaning out. You don't have to sit on a bucket of hot water and salt, that you are cleaning wards. When your vagina loses pH at some point, you notice that your pants has the tendency to bleach. That's because it's becoming harsher, and then it will balance itself. If you add something extra to what it naturally has, it's not sure what to do with that information.
you've added garbage to the process. And so you're putting hot water, you're putting salt inside your vagina, you're putting yoni pearls, you're putting antibiotics in, antibiotics that were not prescribed in the hospital. This is you who can't sniff your pants and confirm the smell if the odor is changing across the month. You can't do that, but you're putting in something inside your vagina. You're exposing yourself to infections, long-term infections. Now let's come to guys. There's the excess pressure to be hot, to be sexy, that we find men being pushed to the wall. I feel like sometimes toxic masculinity is not a phenomenon out there. I think toxic masculinity is a phenomenon we give birth to. We give birth to as individuals. It's when we shame a man for how he looks, how his voice sounds, how a guy is considered weak because he has a thin voice, how he's considered not a man because he has slimmer jaws. Yeah, I know around your menstruation, women tend to be attracted to men with broader jaws and all of that, but that's plainly biological. But now what we've also done is we found a constant way to make a man feel not enough, except he has a certain amount of money in his account, except he can sleep with a certain number of women, and then we wonder why they sleep with women and use it as an opportunity to score points with the guys. We've encouraged it. Last year when I was studying on the vagina, yes, while the vagina is not a conversation starter for a lot of people and it's not something a lot of people know about, and it wasn't correctly labeled at some point in medical history and the penis was more naked, I was shocked to find out I had more books on the vagina than I had on the penis. Most of the things I saw were how to pleasure a woman, how to do this, how to keep her in bed, how to last longer. I'm like, guys, calm down. I need books on what his body even is. Your body is yours to defend. To be sexy is first to be healthy. You cannot claim sexy when you're on hospital bed. You cannot be claiming sexy when you've exposed yourself to infections and now you're dealing with pelvic inflammatory disease. You don't feel sexy in that moment. So why don't we focus on the first thing, which is being healthy? Confidence is sexy. I don't know if anyone has ever told you. Loving your body the way it is sexy. Years ago, there was the story of the man who had been using his penis to lift weight so it could be larger. And over the years, it became so large he couldn't have sex with any person. Really? Why would you do that to yourself? And the doctors were telling him they needed to operate. He was refusing. It was all just really messy reading it. Guys, being healthy is being sexy. Take care of your body first. Not for a woman. Yes, it's interesting for a woman to like your body, especially your romantic partner, that they're sexually attracted to you. It's great that they're impressed by your body, that they see you and they feel like, oh my God, that's all mine. It's fantastic. But you must first of all be healthy for yourself. Ladies, that applies to you too. If you're a lady and you've been under pressure to look a certain way, I think it's important that you get a body profile. If you're a man listening to me, I think it's important you get a body profile and understand how your body shape is, what kind of lines you have on your body, what kind of colors flatter you, what kind of lines, what kind of sewing fits you. What's your height? How does it affect your shoes? What kind of shoes do you need to wear? Maybe you need to pay attention to those basics as opposed to doing long-term damaging things like using bleaching cream that exposed you to cancer years down the line, or doing all sorts of things to yourself. Ladies, your vagina doesn't have to smell like a garden. It is not one. It is not one. Be healthy. Being healthy is the sexiest thing you can do for yourself. It really is. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Yeah, I know that was a lot of intensity, but it was important that we trashed this once and for all. We need to be healthy. Healthy is sexy. Healthy is sexy any day. All right, guys. See you next week, Friday. Bye. Don't forget to check out my website at www.ministerliza.xyz. Invite your friend to listen to me next week Friday. Share this particular episode with them. And until then, stay safe.